Okay, we're going to do the first Mishnah, the fifth parak of Mitzvah Shem. Very difficult Mishnah. Ba'asar mamaros nevra'ilam. That the world was created with 10 mamarim. Uma talmud leimar. Haloi b'mamar echad yachal ibaris. That the world could have been created with just one mamar. Why do we need 10? To pay back the Rishayim who destroyed the world, which was created with 10 Ma'amaras. And to give good schar to the Tzadikim who uphold the world, which was created with 10 Ma'amaras. So the Mefarshim explain that the reason why the world was created, sof kol sof, the teretz to this kasha of why did we need 10 mamaras, we could have just sufficed with one, is because 10 mamaras means ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested himself. He put work ki'ilu into creation of the world. And since he made 10 mamaram instead of one, he was miyageya kivyachol. It shows his chavivus for the world. And so therefore, when a tzaddik, when he does ma'isim tovim, he upholds a world which is created not just with one ma'amar, but with 10 ma'amars. Whereas a rasha, by doing aveiros, he destroys a world which is a world of 10 ma'amars as opposed to one. Now, the idea of 10 ma'amaros versus one, on a deeper level, will be as follows in Mitzvah Shem. To try to get into this havamina of b'maimer echad yachal hibaras. Keneged yasa mamaras, we have a seres adibras. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Parshas Vayikra that there's a correlation between the Asar Mamaros and the Aseres HaDibros. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes one by one explaining how they equal out. For example, it says that the very first Maimer, Yihi Or, corresponds to the first Dibra of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Or, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Now, right away we see that there's a conflict between the Zohar HaKadosh and the Gemara. Because the Gemara learns that the very first Maimar in Ma'is Bereishis is Bereishis Bara Elokim. Because in the Seder Ma'is Bereishis it says Vayomer 9 times, but not 10, to which the Gemara asks, where's the 10th Maimar? The Gemara says, oh, don't worry, Bereishis Na'ami Mamar. Bereishis is also a Maimar. So the Zohar argues with that. And the Zohar does not learn that way. And maybe if we have time, we'll explain how it's not a machlekes. But the Zohar learns that the first ma'amar is Yihi Or, and that corresponds to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then the Zohar goes on to show a whole list of 10 lining up with 10. And then the Zohar says that this is the secret of what the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Naso and the Chanukah Samizbeach. The Pasuk says, Kapoy Zohar Shtemesri Melios Ketoiris. That each of the Nisim brought a kaf of Zahav, which was filled with Torahs. So in all there were 12. Asara, asara, hakaf, b'shekel hakaydash. The Zohar says, asara, asara, hakaf, b'shekel hakaydash. Asara is Eser Ma'amaros. Asara is the Aseres HaDibros. Azoi Shteitin Zohar HaKadosh. Clearly something which is very deep and needs a beer, why Davka, by the Kap of Zav in the dedication, in the Chanukah Samizbeach, do we find a remez to the Asar Ma'amaros and the Aseres HaDibros? So let's try to explore a little bit, what's this inyan of Asar Ma'amaros and B'mamar Echad Yachal Ibaros and the relationship between that and the Aseres HaDibros? Because we're coming to Shavuos, and it would be kedai, Mitzvah Hashem, to have a Pesach and to understanding what is this chiddush of Matan Torah? what is the nekuda of Aseres HaDibros, and how it's a hashlama to Maisa Bereishis, which is the Indian of Aseres HaMamaros. Now, to understand the Mishnah's question of should it have been created with one Maimar. What would be the to'elis of one Maimar as opposed to 10 Maimar? So it's as follows. We have to understand that the Zohar Kodesh tells us, and we've spoken about this many times, that the purpose of Maisa Bereishis and the whole invention of this Bria was for the purpose of what the Zohar says, begin to Ishtamaydin Lay. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be known. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kevyachal, is unknowable. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he was begeder Ein Sof. Ein Sof means that he could not be understood, could not be put into words, something which is higher than infinity, higher than name, higher than number, beyond anything we can possibly comprehend. So from that standpoint, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to create the world, the purpose of world is revelation. The purpose of creation is tzimtzum. The purpose of creation is to go from infinite to finite, because when there's something finite, it could be understood. And therefore, the creation of Sfiros, the creation of Aleph Beis, is all for the purpose of understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants to be known, and he wants to be understood. And he created a nation called Am Yisrael, that we are the Kelim, the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he prides himself, Bereishis B'Shvil Yisrael, that we have the privilege to be his people and to know him. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu embarking on this journey of being understood. To be understood means we need things to be broken down into bite-sized pieces. To compartmentalize things. And so therefore, the concept of Aseres HaMamaros, the chiddush and the success of Aseres HaMamaros means that we can understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu point by point. To which, what we're seeing from here is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is moving away from Achdus. Because to go from his oneness, which is Hashem Achad, and to create 10 Mamaros means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu like taking a risk. Because if we don't eventually come back to understanding him as a perfect oneness, and we only understand him as 10 pieces, as 10 mamaras, and we don't see how everything in the 10 is really just one, then we may have lost the point completely. Because if he has creations, at the end of the day, who look at 10 mamaras, and they understand that there's a lot, as opposed to oneness, then the whole purpose of creation was for no good. Because if the purpose is to understand him properly, and by our understanding Maisa Bereishis we come to make mistakes about his oneness, then the whole thing was a flop. Then the whole thing was a disaster. It would have been better not to embark on this mission of creation to end up with the wrong result. Like, who's better off? A child who doesn't know 1 plus 1 is 2? Or a child who thinks 1 plus 1 is 4? It's much worse to think 1 plus 1 is 4, because then you're wrong. If you don't know, then you pasha don't know. So this is a risky business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaging in Maisa Bereishis to be known through Aseres HaMamaros. And the very last maimer is Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam means the creation of a man who has a Bechira. That he can make choices on his own as if to think that he's the Balabas of the world. And this would seemingly be a contradiction to Hashem's oneness. If I could do what I want to do and nobody could boss me around, then how are we ever going to get to the point, to the conclusion, the proper conclusion, that Hashem is one and he really controls everything? So the very last Maimer, which is the creation of the Adam, is the greatest jeopardy. It's the greatest kasha of Hashem's oneness. And that's why the Malachim, they protest the creation of Adam. They protest the creation of Adam, And even when it says Nase Adam, we find by Nase Adam, Chazal say, why does it say Nase Adam? It should say Ese Adam. Nase Adam, it puts everything in a big suffix. Will the world come to its purpose of understanding Hashem's oneness? Especially being a Baal Bechira. Will he ever come to recognize Hashem's oneness if the world is created with Tem Amaras and he's given a Bechira? And his Bechira is what's called Tzelem Elokim. That he's like Hashem, he's the only creature of creation which has a full Bechira in that way he is doing it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi said, look what happens from a world which is created with Tzelem Amaras. Adam HaRishon is Chote, and then after that, as we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos, right, there are 10 generations to Nayach, but the Dor HaMabel was Chote, and the Dor HaFlaga was Chote, and there was Avodah Zarah was instituted. Right? These are people who looked at Asam Amaros and they were misled. Because they could not see through Asam Amaros that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. When do we come to a place that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with his Bria, that there was a people who understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness? That was only by Matan Torah. And the big hatzlacha of Matan Torah, which is the Aseres HaDibros, which is connected to Asar Mamaras, is that the Aseres HaDibros, as we know, were said b'maimer echad. That although we know that there's Aseres HaDibros, that there are 10, in the same way that there are 10 Mamaros, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uttered all 10 Dibros together. What was the purpose of that? Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to show off? No. He was trying to complete the process which began by Asar Mamaros. That this concept of 10, that this concept of Pirud, comes back to its source, and Hashem Yisbarach says, Aseres HaDibros, which is really one Dibur. As Chazal explained, Ato HaReis HaLadas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Oid Milvadai. That by Matan Torah, aside from the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, He revealed His oneness. Achas Dibur Elokim, although Hashem Yisbarach spoke one thing, Shtayim Zushamati, we heard two, and two means more than one. Two means infinite ribur. Hence Chazal said, Yoyim Hashishi by Ma'aseh Bereishis, that the whole world was hanging in the balance until the Torah was given. And if not for Bnei Yisrael receiving the Torah, Hashem says, forget it, I'm done with this world. I'll return the world to Tayyib Avayu. Why? Why can't you have a Bria if Bnei Yisrael don't say Nafsa V'Nishma, if they don't accept the Torah? But the reason why is because if we understand the purpose of creation, that the person of creation is to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? From the beginning of creation, everything went off course. That there was 10 Mamaros, and everybody misunderstood the Ribbono Shel Olam. There were many gods, because there were 10 Mamaros. If Bnei Yisrael would not have received the Torah, and had been Megale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, which is the secret of Aseres HaDibros, which is really one Dibur of Aseres HaDibros, then Lemafrei, you could say that the world wasn't Kedai. That the whole world was one big disaster, l'mafreya. So let's go back to the Mishnah for a second, and just to plug in what we are, the yesod which we've spoken about. And now it's not an easy mimer to explain. Ba'asar mamaros nevar olam, that the world is created in 10 mamaros. In fact, the Mishnah, Matam Olamer, Halo B'Maimer Echad Yachli Baros. Wouldn't it have been smarter to create the world with one Maimer? After all, one Maimer would have displayed and shown Hashem's oneness. It would have been on track. It wouldn't have been misleading. Ella, no. We need 10. Why? L'hipar min harashayim, v'litein schar latzadikim. The whole concept of Schar Va'onesh is only possible if a mensch is a Baal Bechira. If he's coerced into making decisions, then there's no makum for Schar and Onesh. because he's forced. He's not making choices. But since the purpose of creation was to make a man who's a Baal Bechira, which is the farthest thing from Hashem's oneness, because if Hashem is a Baal Maimer, if Hashem is a Baal Abbas, and I'm also a Baal Abbas, so where do I see Hashem's oneness? So the fact that man was created with the 10th Maimer, so to speak, Nase Adam, that was important in order to institute, to create a person who's a Baal Bechira. And then that Baal Bechira, who's the farthest thing, so to speak, from Hashem's oneness, that he can make a machlikas on Hashem's oneness and to say, who is to say you made me? Who is to say you're the one and only? That this Baal Bechira should come 26 generations later and stand by Har Sinai and to be makid that Hashem is one, that's why we needed Asar Ma'amaros and not a Maimer Echad. The Maimer Echad had to be delayed in order to be able to create a Baal Bechira. And it was only by Har Sinai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Maimer Echad. And he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he said all the Aseret Sedibas in one Dibur called Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he revealed his one as Einoi Melvadoin. The Mafreya, the Aseret Sedibas, they came to be Meyashev, the Asar Ma'amaros. Now there's a shidduch between the Asar Ma'amaros and the Aseret Sedibas. That the way that we view Asar Ma'amaros and Aseret Sedibas is that the Aseret Sedibas came to be Mashlim the Asar Ma'amaros. It's almost like a shidduch between a Zachar and a Nekeva. That there was a zivug which took place between the Aseret Sedibas and the Asar Ma'amaros. Now one step further. What does it mean that there's a shidduch between the Aseret Sedibas and the Asar Ma'amaros? How does that reveal itself? What's the maila of Aseret Sedibros clinging and becoming one with Asar Ma'amaros? What's the toelis in that? But the pshat is like this. Asar Ma'amaros means creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through Asar Ma'amaros. That means to say that everything which we see around us in this world is a maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you and I looking around this world right now, we don't see on the lamp, on the screen, on the sefer, on the table, that this is a Maimer of Hashem. We don't see that. And guess what? Neither did the subsequent generations after Adam HaRishon. Enosh didn't see it, Mezushalach didn't see it. All those generations did not see. On the Asar Ma'amaros, which is the whole creation which we see in front of our eyes, that this was a creation of HaKadosh Baruch. Comes along Aseret Sedibros, and Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Ein Oid Melvadoi. What does it mean, Ein Oid Melvadoi by Har Sinai? What was the accomplishment of Aseret Sedibros? That they were able to see with their eyes that every single creation is a revelation of Hashem Yisbarach. That they looked at the mountain and they saw Hashem Havayah there. That they looked at the flowers and they saw Hashem Havayah. They looked at the sky and they saw Hashem Havayah. They saw that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not that there's a world and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like in the world and that they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. No. That they saw that there's no chiluk between the Asar Ma'amaros, which is everything which you're looking around, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Hashem Yisbarach is everywhere. That there's a oneness, that there's an achdus in everything which exists. That they looked to the right, they looked to the left, and they saw Shemus HaKadoshim everywhere. That's what it means, Aseret Sedibros, to come to touch up the Asar Ma'amaros. Asar Ma'amaros means the Bria. Everything is part of a Maimer. There's nothing which can escape the fact. If it exists, it's a Maimer. Whether you're a Deshe, whether you're a Rakia, whether you're the Adama, whatever you are, you're a Maimer. And when the Aseret Sedibros come and they taich up, they're a Maimer Echad. To give taich in the Aseret Ma'amaros means to say that everywhere there's Elokos. This is the accomplishment of the Aseret Sedibros, the accomplishment of Shavuos. Is that the whole world was waiting for that day of Matan Torah. That we should understand the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, because begin to Ishtamaydin Lay, that he began as an Echad, and he jeopardized the Bria making Asar Ma'amaras, and now that there was a nation who stood on Har Sinai and they proclaimed Hashem Oneness, it gave Hashem a Nachas Ruach in his world. That the purpose of beginning to Ishtamayit and Lay was fulfilled. But let's go a little bit more. Asara Asara Hakaf Peshakal HaKadosh. Immediately afterwards, there was a Chet HaEgel. And what the Chet HaEgel did was that it once again severed the Asara Marmaras from the Asara Sadibras. And once again, we return to a world that when we look at it, we don't see the Sheamus HaKadoshim everywhere. The world is plunged back into a state of Hester Panim. That's exactly what Hester Panim means. Hester Panim means that we can look at a world and we can say, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ayin Okam Kvaydai. Ayin Aleihem, the Goyim say. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? When the Seres HaDibros are connected to some Amaras, you can look around and it's clear that everything which you see the Eibishter. But what Chet HaEgel meant is that there was a Pagam. And that Pagam severed the Aseres HaDibros for the Asara Ma'amaras. And once again, we see Asara Ma'amaras and we don't see the Einam Avadu in the world. And the secret of the Chet HaEgel is what Chazal and the Svarim HaKadoshim explained by Yaakov Avinu when he got into the Melchama with the Saru Shel Esav. And they were battling it out. And it says, Vayiga bekaf yirechai. They punched him in the thigh. The hit that Yaakov, that he suffered in his thigh, is called Vayiga bekaf yirechai. Vayiga bekaf yirechai. Now, before we get back to the Vayiga bekaf yirechai of Yaakov Avinu, let's go for a moment to the Nes of Purim. To the Nes of Purim. Purim is a Zman, Klai Yisrael's in Golus, and there's a man named Haman. And Haman wants to exterminate the Jewish people. And Chazal say, Esther min atayri minayin anoichi haster aster panemikem. Anoichi haster aster panemikem. That there's a Hester Panim. That Anoichi of Anoichi Shem Elokecha has a Hester Panim. Now, we find that Haman HaRasha wants to wipe away the Jewish people and he makes a proposal to Melech HaChashverosh and he says that he's going to be Eshkol Aseres Alafim. He's going to give Shkolim to wipe away the Jewish people. Aseres Alafim Shekel. To which Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Haman, my Shkolim came before your Shkolim. Don't think that you have an upper hand with the Shkolim. My Shkolim come first. Now what's the Indian of a Chatzi Shekel? What's this Indian of Shkolim which takes place by Purim that the victory over Haman is with the Indian of Shkolim? The Indian of Shkolim is like this, that there's a Chatzi Shekel and there's another Chatzi Shekel. Chatzi Shekel means only the Asara Ma'amaras or only the Asara Sadibras. Chatzi Shekel implies that there's a period which takes place between the Asara Ma'amaras and the Asara Sadibras. However, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that La'asa Lavo, we're going to give Shkolim again. But guess what? Not Chatzi Shekels. La'asa Lavo, we will give full Shkolim. And that's what we say in the Yotzros by Parsha Shkolim. We say, Shekel Esa, we will bring a Shekel, Labayas Nachon Venisa, to the third base of Mikdash, which will be Nachon Venisa, Shekel Esa, not Chatzi Shekel, a Shekel Esa. La Asalava will bring a full Shekel. Why Dafka a full Shekel? Because a full Shekel means a Yichud between the Asara Ma'amaros and the Aseres HaDibros. But Kol Zman, that we're in a state of Golus, that the Chet HaEgel is present, and there's a period between the Aseres HaDibros and the Aser Ma'amaros, we only bring a Chatzi Shekel. With this we can explain and understand why it is The Chazal say that Moshe had a difficult time understanding the Chatzi Shekel. That Hashem had to show him and to say, Zeh Yitnu. Why should Moshe struggle with the Chatzi Shekel? The Teretz is because the reason why we bring a Chatzi Shekel is because there was a Cheta Egel, and there was a period between the Aseres Adibas and the Aser Ma'amaros. But that's only true for the rest of Bnei Yisrael who were Chote. Moshe was on the Har. He wasn't Chote by the Cheta Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu was forever in a place that he understood the union between the Aser Ma'amaros and the Aseres Adibas. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, a Shekel surely makes sense. He can't understand a Chatzi Shekel. He's not looking at a world that there's a chiluk between the Aser Ma'amaros and the Aseres Adibas. So for Hashem to show Moshe Chatzi Shekel, it's like, what? Chatzi Shekel? That's Kfira, Chatzi Shekel. Moshe only understands a full Shekel. Which is why Chazal say, Kisisa Esrosh B'nei Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe, Ata Tarim Karna Shal Yisrael. Moshe, you will raise the head of the Jewish people with Shekel. Because Moshe is the secret of a Shekel Shalom. And that's why Chazal say that in the Nes of Purim, Mordechai awakened the neshama of Moshe to bring the Hatzalah. He awakened the neshama of Moshe because the big Hatzlacha which took place by Purim is that once again, B'nai Yisrael, for that moment, at that time, that Nes, they were able to look around the world and were able to see that there was a Yichud between the Asar Ma'amaros and the Aseres Adibros. That there was a Gili which took place by Purim, that although they couldn't see the Havayas, they were margish within themselves that there was a Yichud between that. That Zman, that Or, that the Behiris, the clarity of Matan Torah, was restored to the Jewish people at the time of the Nes. And that's why Chazal say, that by the Nes of Purim, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Kimu mashekiblu kfar, that there was another Nasa v'nishma, that there was Nachum Olam Matan Torah. And Isaiah says, Kimu v'kiblu is chaser vav. It really says, Kayim v'kibel. In singular, to which the Isaiah says, that's referring to Moshe. That there's a presence of Moshe by the Nes of Purim. Because Moshe is this Havana, that there's no chilik between Aseres Adibas and Aser Ma'amaros. That there's a Maimer Echad is Nisgal and Aser Ma'amaros. So with this we can explain the connection to Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai. And to that which the Pasuk says here, that the Zohar says that the secret of the lining up, the equation of the Aser Ma'amaros and Aseres Adibas is the secret of that which the Pasuk says, Asara Asara Hakaf B'Shekel HaKadosh. Asara Asara Hakaf means that the Kaf Yerechai, that the Pagam in the Kaf Yerechai, where there's a period between the Asama Asara Sidibas, no. Asara Asara Hakaf B'Shekel HaKadosh. B'Shekel HaKadosh. Not a Chatzi Shekel. B'Shekel HaKadosh. That's the Kaf of Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechai. And it's interesting, we make this Kriya, this is in Zayis Chanukah Samizbeach, as we mentioned before. Because Chanukah also has a Tikkun in this Kaf, which is Marum is in Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechai. Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah, and B'Kaf Yerechai is Gematria Purim. Because the Tikkun of the Pagam of this Kaf Yerech, the separation, this Pagam in Yaakov Avinu. Like the Zohar says, Shavuos is the Darga of Yaakov. And we know that there are Asara, there are 10 Dibrois, which is the Yud of Yaakov, and there's 172 words in the Luchos, which is Gematria Ekev. So 10 Dibrois with 172 words spells Yaakov. Yaakov is the Darga of the Shavuos. Yaakov is the Darga of the Yichud of the Asam Aras and the Aseres Adibas, but no, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai. That there was a split, there's a separation, that you can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria itself. That he's one with the Bria, to get back to square one, to what's called the Maimer Echad. But comes along Chanukah, comes along the Or of Purim, the secret of Shekel HaKadosh, as it says in the Yotze, Shekel Esa, full Shekel, the bias Nachum Benisa, the third bias which is represented by Yaakov Avinu. This is the secret of Chanukah and Purim. That it's through these lights of Chanukah and Purim, we're able to see, and we'll see in Mirtz Hashem once again, this unification, the Hatzlacha, the Tachas of the Bia, is that to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, to how to take the Dibur Echad of Matan Torah to put it back into the Asara Ma'amaras. And that's really Hatzlacha and Shavuos, what Shavuos represents. The giving of Torah is not only that we have a set of rules to abide by, that it was an experience of Panim B'Panim Dibur Hashem Yimachem, face to face, that they looked at the Bria and they saw Hashem's face. They saw that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that He's really one. And really, 10 Ma'amaros is really one. Like it says here, Halo B'Maimar Echad Yachali Baros. In the Mafreya, we come to see that really everything is one Maimar. And in fact, Rashi does bring down from Chazal that everything was created with Bereshis. And all the other Ma'amarim were just Hashem putting things here, putting things there, over here, over there. There is a hidden secret of B'Maimar Echad, that everything was created with Bereshis. What we're hoping for, that at the end of Shavuos and the whole tachlis of this tkufa, that if a Jew walks away from Shavuos and he feels like his learning was shvach and he didn't finish Shas like he wanted to on the night, learning all night, so he shouldn't feel so bad about himself. The point of the learning all night is much more than just trying to cover a lot of ground, staying up all night. It's really nothing more than a morning seder in yeshiva. It's usually just 3 hours or so of learning. The whole inyan is to make certain tikkunim, to make corrections for the fact that the Yidden slept through Matan Torah. But more than that, it's an experience of that a Jew should walk away from Shavuos feeling like he understands Ribbono Shel Olam better. That if he sees in his world and in his life that there's an Eibishter, that if he's margish that there's an Eibishter in his life, and that everything's going to be okay with my Parnasa and with my family, that he's Boiteich Bashem and he is Emuna, that there's nothing which can harm me because Einam Bavadai. And I only have you and I trust in you, and I know that everything comes with you. And this whole world which I look at every single day is really just a concealment of you. Like the Kedushas Levi says, the word Maimer comes from the word Levush, Betza Imrasa. We find that the word Amira is a Lashon of a Levush, a concealment of Hashem. 10 Mamaras concealed Hashem, came along Hashem by Harsina and it revealed Hashem. So if a Jew feels leaving Shavuos that there's more revelation of Hashem in his life, that was a worthwhile Shavuos. The Matan Torah was Kedai. A little bit more Begin Dish to Maidanle. That's Hatzlach. We're going through a very big tkufa now of concealment of Hashem. Lots of questions, we have lots of worries. But Shavuos is coming. We should be zeicha that Hashem should instill within our hearts understanding of Him. Anoichi Haster Aster Pan. And no matter what type of concealment we face, even if it looks like there's a tsara like Haman Harasha, that the whole world, that our lives are in danger and everything is hanging in the balance and we don't know which way to turn. We know that there's nothing which could do anything because Ein Oyel Milvado, nothing. Every enemy which rises up against B'nai Yisrael is really just a manifestation of the Baruch Hashem which is supposed to bring us to tshuva and to tefillah and greater understandings of Him. And when we do tshuva and we turn to Him to understand Him and to understand His oneness, then Meneu Bei, we suck out everything which is trying to harm us, because that's the whole purpose, just to bring us close to understand Him more, which is the purpose of creation. We should be zeichet to a meaningful Kabbalah Satayra, and to a Muna Shleima, and the coming of Mashiach to Kingdom. Here, amen, amen.
Thank you.
Shkoyach for coming. Okay, good night. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, good night.
Good night, Sam. Hey, Tovi, Moili, Yossi, David. Good to know.